Tallarico had an interview with Stephen Colbert, and unbelievably, the FCC threatened CBS into not airing it on TV. It actually happened. No, real 1984 shit, yeah. The FCC said it violated the, what is it called, Fair Time Clause? It said, basically, you know, you're not legally allowed to interview Tallarico because you haven't spent an equal amount of time interviewing a conservative guest, which is fake, by the way. It's a fake interpretation. CBS capitulated there. But they did post it online. Fair time doesn't apply to talk shows. Yeah, no, it's also, like, not enforced. It was just naked threatening from the federal government, which, again, you know, Stephen Colbert has had a lot of politicians on. Why do you think the Trump administration specifically wanted to keep Tallarico from having his interview aired? My interpretation? They want Jasmine Crockett to win. Which, by the way, keep in mind that Jasmine Crockett has not only received funding from conservative groups, not just billionaires, but conservative groups, but also an article came out shortly after she declared her candidacy in the Senate race on the final day, by the way, that she had done so in response to polling that had been produced indicating she had a shot at winning, but that polling was produced by Republicans in an effort to goad her into running. That's real, by the way. That's real. That's real. We looked at it on stream. It sounds insane. It sounds like it's completely fake, but it's not. Unfortunately, even though it didn't air on TV, I cannot play a Stephen Colbert interview on stream. I'm sorry, 1 second of this, my the whole video's down. You know, that's just how it is. Really, as always, Tallarico should be wearing a tie. I know. Crockett is legit one of the worst campaigners I've seen, and she's terrible at giving speeches. Yeah, but, you know, there are powers that support her. Not in the form of endorsements, but I guarantee you she's going to get plenty of money. Crockett is so self-absorbed, it's infuriating. The fact that her, like, pitch for the Senate was a collection of insults from Donald Trump, fucking insane, dude. So goddamn, so fucking self-centered, so annoying. God, I hate her. Tallarico is for sure going to run on this. Massive, massive, massive boost to his prestige. Not only through Stephen Colbert, because the Trump administration very clearly does not want him to win. I think Tallarico could beat Paxton. I think that the Trump administration knows that, which is why they have specifically directed the censorship against Tallarico and would not do the same against Crockett.
What is your stance on Israel and AIPAC?
Well, I've never taken money from AIPAC, and I'm not taking money from AIPAC in this campaign. Seeing what's happening in Gaza makes me sick to my stomach. As a teacher, as a Christian, as a human being, and our country's role in that slaughter makes me feel complicit in it. I think all Americans should feel that.
Yeah.
There was a theologian who said, "I screamed at God for the starving children until I realized the starving children was God screaming at me." I think God is screaming at us in Gaza right now, screaming at all of us. And so I've said, if I am elected to the U.S. Senate.
Yeah, deeply, deeply anti-Semitic. For sure, for sure. 100%. Has this just drawing more attention to him? Yeah, of course. Look at this. Pretty big bump right there, I'd say. More of a bump than the beginning of the Senate race. No, so far the interview is at 2.5 mil on the Stephen Colbert YouTube channel. We need Tallarico to win. I am ride or die for Tallarico. Nothing is shifting me off of this. Man, even here on the MSNBC thumbnail, look at this. The stoic frame-maxing Tallarico versus the, you know, slack-jawed, idiotic buffoon Crockett.
Right now, two Democrats vying to become the Senate nominee in Texas are making their case to voters on the first day of early voting. And their final pitches are pretty clear. Jasmine Crockett says, "We need a warrior," while James Tallarico argues, "We need a nominee who knows how to win tough races." Let's bring in Julian Castro, who served as HUD secretary and was a 2020 Democratic presidential candidate. He is now an MS Now political analyst. Mr. Secretary, thanks for being here with us. You know Texas politics just as well as anyone. What is your sense of this race?
Oh, Laura, this is quite, it's fair to say, I think that this is the most competitive, most animated and spirited Democratic primary that we've seen for a statewide office in at least 25 years, because you have two great candidates, both of them able to articulate a vision for the future, both of them able to raise money, both of them very energetic and really rising stars in their own right. So, you know, Texans, the Democrats in Texas for the first time in quite a while at this level have a choice to make about which candidate do they think is better able to win in November and would better represent the people of Texas if they.
Y'all are so cucked to this guy already. Love his rhetoric, but this is surprising for my level-headed two breeze, not Mamdani. You're a little bit internet-pilled, and I mean that in a negative way. Cucked to is an unbefitting language here. I like him more than I like Crockett. You know, is that, is everything cucked? Is it cucking when my friend says they would rather stay in and recover from a cold than go out drinking with me? Is it cucking when I'm washing the dishes and the sponge is so ragged because I haven't replaced it in a while because I keep forgetting when I go to the grocery store? It just feels ragged against my, what isn't cucking? What cuck? He's better than Crockett. I think he's pretty good too. He's not Mamdani. There's only one Mamdani, but I think he's pretty good.
Well, who do you think is the candidate that can win this race? Is it Jasmine Crockett, who says that Democrats just need to be fighting as hard as possible? Or is it James Tallarico, who says that Democrats need to be a little bit strategic and vote for someone that they think can win in the general election? Who do you?
This is a misframing. Tallarico is both capable of winning in the general and also willing to fight as hard as possible. Like, Crockett is not fighting against the Republicans. Crockett is like and I sound like a boomer when I say this, but literally, like, her whole pitch is that she's foul-mouthed. That's it. Like, she says insults, but, like, the insults are great, lady. I need that to be substantiated with some kind of, like, principled progressive policy or broader advocacy, but no, I mean, there's nothing behind it. It's just slinging insults, you know. She says fuck, she said Marjorie Taylor Greene is ugly, you know. It's not enough.
I think it is.
Yeah, I mean, these are dueling theories, right? Jasmine Crockett's that you need to amp up the base, get people off the sidelines that don't normally vote in a midterm election. James Tallarico, that, look, Texas is still basically has voted as a red state, and you need to be able to convince enough independents and Republicans to go your way at a time when, you know, that might have more sway. People might be listening because they're dissatisfied with Trump and the Republicans. I think the truth is that you need both of those things. You need somebody.
That being said, you're not wrong. It probably does benefit Tallarico quite a bit that the framing here suggests that he's like a good old homeboy moderate, as opposed to Crockett being like the radical Dem, because that's going to play so much better in Texas, you know? Like independents or moderate Republicans who don't like Paxton or whatever. And you're like, okay, well, he's not crazy to the left like, you know, like fucking Crockett is, a person who is to his right. God, people are dumb.
They can convince people with a compelling vision that speaks to their.
By the way, I was looking at her Twitter account and Crockett did the exact same thing that Trump did. Jesse Jackson died and she posted a picture of him just disinterestedly sitting next to her. I'm not saying that you're automatically a narcissist if your response to a celebrity dying is to post a pic with them. I think it's, like, fairly normal. It's just funny that she did it too, and they don't even look like they're taking the photo together, you know? It is funny.
Needs to get off the sidelines, and you also need to be able to convince people that are open to listening to a Democrat this time that you're the kind of Democrat that they can vote for. And, you know, both of them are making their pitches. It's hard because they both are fantastic candidates. And I think the sentiment that I hear from a lot of Democrats these days is, wow, I wish that these two candidates were not going up against each other, because it would have been great if they had both been part of a slate running in different races. But I think it's a precursor of what we're going to see as the Democratic nomination in statewide races becomes more meaningful in the years to come when Democrats can win in Texas.
I noticed you didn't answer the question when I asked which one, which person would you place your bet on?
I'll say who I think has the edge right now. The polling has been mixed. You have seen some polls for Crockett and some for Tallarico. I think that right now Tallarico has the momentum in Texas. And if I had to guess who's going to win, I would say probably that he's going to win this race, but I wouldn't be surprised.
Extremely bullish if even Dick List centrist analysis still follows or is followed by like an acknowledgement that he has the better shot.
If it goes the other way, because the polls have been all over the place. I just saw a poll today that had Jasmine Crockett ahead. There was a poll last week that had her ahead. There have been several that also have him ahead. But if I had to say, being here in Texas, who I think the momentum is with right now, I'd say it's probably with Tallarico.
And I know that Tallarico would really like to face Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton, who also is a candidate in the Republican primary for this Senate seat. He has launched what he calls an illegal voting tip line to stop unlawful voting activity ahead of the primary. What are you hearing about this? Are Texans nervous that Paxton could use that to try to suppress the vote?
Well, I mean, I think
not relevant to what we're talking about right now. Sorry, I was looking for discourse surrounding the FCC censorship of the Stephen Colbert interview, which is, of course, going to backfire hysterically. It already has. And I saw this one, which I thought was quite funny. For those in the back, Jasmine Crockett does not take donations from AIPAC. The ethics disclosure for Jasmine Crockett's trip to Tel Aviv, where she appeared in the photo op for the Iron Dome, lists as sponsor AIPAC, subsidiary AIEF, and is in fact signed by AIPAC executive Arne Christensen. So here she is advertising with the Iron Dome. Where is she in the crowd? It's hard to tell when everyone's so small like this. That her? She's pretty short, right? Yeah? Okay. That's so fucking funny that the ethics disclosure for Congress people means they need like a field trip report card from the deep state to prove that they weren't accepting money for the visit, you know? Member/officer post-travel disclosure form. Who paid for the trip? The American Israel Education Foundation. Signed by Arne Christensen. Yeah. To be fair, Tallarico doesn't have a strong record on this because he never served in Congress. That is true. However, Tallarico saying essentially the screaming children in Gaza is God's message to us to stop it. Yeah, I'm not saying it's impossible that he could say stuff like that, but then fund the Iron Dome. But like his rhetoric on the subject has been pretty strong, you know. So yeah, relative to the median Dem. It is also Texas, yeah.
I think that, you know, we've all seen the attack ads that have come on behalf of my primary opponent, supposedly wants to get rid of super PACs, yet doesn't have anything to say about the negative ads, the ads that are darkening my skin, and this continual kind of, if she wins, we lose. It's not even undertones right now. It is straight up racist. And I need people to understand that.
How is if she wins, we lose racist?
Cannot be the way that we proceed. If we are going to win, we are going to have to win because we are united.
They're going to call Tallarico racist so fucking much, dude. They already did this last week. Remember us digging through that inane fucking TikTok video where there was discourse about Tallarico being racist because one person said he said a thing in the most uncredible way imaginable, and then fucking in the same video where she was making the accusation, also talked about it for minutes on end. Oh my, yeah, the fucking Colin Allred thing. Jesus Christ. I want to see the ad, though. What's the ad they're talking about?
Representative Tallarico, as you know, we're about a week away from early voting, and the latest poll from the University of Houston shows you behind by 8 percentage points. What are you doing to try to reverse that in time for the start of voting next week?
Well, I've said from the very first day of this campaign that we are the underdogs. We're going up against some of the biggest names in Texas politics. We're going up against billionaire mega donors. We're going up against the establishment.
Somebody donated. Genuine question, why does the left prefer Tallarico to Crockett? Is it just Israel? Israel is a part of it, but also just flatly, Tallarico seems like a principled progressive. He makes arguments from a Christian perspective, which is not the angle that I take. But, you know, if I'm going to have to work with Christians, I'd rather them be Christians who believe the shit Christ said rather than people who act like the Antichrist. Just my personal opinion. Tallarico has a better shot, a much better shot, in my opinion, of winning the general against Paxton, presumably Paxton. Yes, he's consistently had progressive positions. But the main thing, in my opinion, is that Crockett is just a grifter. She seems like a ruthlessly self-interested narcissist who will take advantage of every media blip she can. But has no broader principles and no interest in changing anything, you know? Like, for me, the most damning thing she ever did was she was confronted by somebody for voting pro-Israel, which she had in the past, and rather than answer the question posed at her by the person with the camera, which was about her voting record, she spent essentially a minute saying, "My record's out there. You can just look at it if you want." She's really defiant. She's really aggressive when people ask her to explain herself or provide any accountability. It seems to me like she just wants to be a celebrity. And I don't have any respect for that. I have no problem with her being abrasive against Republicans, but that's all she wants to do. And if she's going to do that at the expense of the broader movement, then no, fuck that.
Political parties. So we know the deck is...
Also, yeah, Crockett has said some wild shit about elections in general and about race, saying that it's good to have Hispanics in Texas because black people don't want to work the cotton fields no more, so you need somebody else doing that work because they ain't going back to it. That was fucking insane. Saying that she can win a Senate race in Texas without winning over any Republican voters, just entirely based on the black and like Democrat coalitions. That was fucking insane. I have no idea why you'd say that in Texas. Just like a lot of shit. Just, yeah, I don't know. Insane shit. Insane shit. Absolutely wild. Not that he is one, but in the future, would you welcome some old school style Christian socialism in a big tent? People are getting more and more atheist over time. I don't know. It seems like that works when 99.9% of people are Christian, but nowadays I feel like it would just be unnecessarily divisive. But like for religious people, sure, you know, whatever. I'm not going to exclude a good person from a broader political coalition because they're religious. I mean, that seems really dumb. Most people in America are.
Backed against us, we know the odds are long, but when you see the turnout at this event here at UNT, you see the excitement, especially among young people in the state, for change. I'm confident we're going to prevail in this primary and in this general election.
What are you doing exactly to make sure to get your supporters out to the polls?
Well, we have 13,000 volunteers who have signed up to join this people-powered movement. They are doing organizing work in every community across the state to win in March and win in November.
So they're out there.
They're knocking doors. They're making calls. They're reaching out to their networks. They are building a people-powered movement. We have not only 13,000 volunteers, we have shattered grassroots fundraising records, all without taking a dime of corporate PAC money. And that's exactly the kind of people-powered movement we need to change this broken, corrupt political system.
You spoke about Bad Bunny today and his Super Bowl.
That's right.
Is this going to be a permanent message on your campaign? How does this relate to your campaign?
Well, I think the message of Bad Bunny's Super Bowl halftime show was that joy and unity and love are so much more powerful than hate and fear and division. And that's exactly the message of our campaign. Obviously, I'm not Bad Bunny, and this is not a Super Bowl halftime show. But the message is the same. We are bringing people together across all these manufactured divisions to change this country on behalf of working people.
That said, there still are obviously tensions and frictions within the Democratic Party and the campaign. And I'm wondering...
I hope you all are used to this, by the way, because up until the primary election for the Texas Senate race, which offhand, I actually don't know when that is. Somebody could tell me. This is like a big topic for us to cover. Big, big, big. March 3rd? Man, March 3rd. Oh, fuck, it's so close. Ah, it's so close. Oh, my God. Yeah. This is like the big one to focus on. It's huge, 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 bigly. You know, you gotta get the fuck out there. Holy shit. this is a special election. No, it's a primary.
Now, do you acknowledge that? And especially since this
Voting started today.
I know you're not, your campaign is not involved in, but the Super PAC still nonetheless came out with a negative ad against Congresswoman Crockett. So that seemed to rub some people the wrong way.
Well, and I know that tensions are high.
Can I
in this
see
primary,
that ad?
As is the case with many primaries. And I know that there's been negativity, you know, across this state when it comes to this election. My hope is that we can stay focused on what unites us, and that's ending one-party rule after 30 years in this state. And so we have to remember we're on the same team. I am running a positive campaign. I've said that from the beginning. That's going to be true all the way to Election Day. And I hope my supporters follow.
The negative ad was from a GOP PAC. You'd think the GOP would be supporting Crockett over Tallarico. I want to see it. No, this is from February 5th. Okay, older one.
Two Democrats running for Senate in Texas. Jasmine Crockett is the only one being backed by Republicans. They spent money to lift her up and push her into this race. Here's why.
She is their favorite candidate because they think that they can beat her.
So with all that's at stake and absolutely everything on the line, remember this. If she wins,
it is a gift to Republicans.
We lose. Lone Star Rising PAC is responsible for the contents of this ad.
Well, I mean, I agree with that. I don't know why a Republican PAC would be interested in that. The Lone Star Rising PAC. I don't know why Republicans would be interested in the content of this attack ad. Also, pretty mild attack ad, you know? All things considered. Like, I have seen the median Republican attack ad is much nastier than that.
My lead, and I hope that we can run a campaign based on our ideas, based on our track record, based on our experiences and our vision for the future, rather than tearing each other down.
You are running against this political system.
Yes.
So if you win and you get up to D.C., you're still going to have to deal with Chuck Schumer or other senators, whether they're Republican or Democrat, who've been there a long time.
Yeah.
And they're not changing. So how do you, you know?
Okay. I don't think this is a Republican PAC because the Texas Democrats website has a donation link for Lone Star Rising. So, yeah, I think this is a Democrat-affiliated PAC, not a Republican-affiliated PAC.
How do you, as one person who's new...
No, but it has a Republican treasurer? Oh, okay. I mean, sure. It makes more sense that a Democrat would run that ad. A Republican would want Crockett to win.
Make a difference and change it.
The same way I did at the state capitol in Austin. I brought people together, Republicans and Democrats alike, to pass major legislation to transform the system. Even as a Democrat in a Republican-dominated legislature, I was able to pass major bills to lower the cost of prescription drugs like insulin, lower the cost of housing, lower the cost of childcare. I took on special interests. I took on Big Pharma. I battled lobbyists so that I could actually make change for working people in a difficult environment. So if I can do it in the trenches of the Texas legislature, I'm confident that I and the millions of Texans behind us can do it in the halls of the United States Senate.
I did have one other question. I was speaking to some people beforehand, and a lot of the people that I spoke with haven't made up their minds yet.
Yeah.
They're struggling.
Yeah.
And so I'm wondering, what is your message to them that would help them make up their minds as to why they should vote for you over Congresswoman Crockett?
Well, you know, I think Congresswoman Crockett and I are going to make our cases over the next 3 weeks as to why we should be the Democratic nominee. And I think I bring something unique to this race.
He's so nice.
I bring a track record of winning tough races, of building big coalitions, of flipping seats like this. As you know, I got elected to the state house by flipping a Trump district in a county that was so red it hadn't voted for a Democrat for president since Jimmy Carter. And I did that by growing the tent, by extending an open hand rather than a closed fist to people who aren't with us yet. And that's exactly the kind of campaign we need if we're going to win this seat in November. And we have a moral imperative to win in November. So the way I'm running this campaign, without corporate PAC money, by building a big tent, that's what I've done in the past. That's what I'm doing now. And I think that Democrats should look at that track record when they go and select a nominee in this primary.
Thank you.
Perfect. We're all set. Thank you, guys.
Thank you all.
Nice meme, Thana. This is such an awkward interview format. CBS Texas. Why is he just standing here?
year ago, we felt good about the Senate. I've sat down with many senators in the past couple of months, and they're worried about Ohio. They're worried about Texas. I mean, we could have a problem in Texas if the wrong Republican nominee wins.
Right, if Cornyn loses in the primary.
Yeah. Yeah.
If Cornyn loses and if, was it Tallarico?
Tallarico
wins. You know, that's scary. Yeah.
Believe them when they tell you this. This also popped up when I searched for, let's say, contemporary analysis of Tallarico's chances. And I think somebody in chat might have referenced this earlier.
I'm just going to go ahead and say it. James Tallarico is a piece of shit, and he's a danger to the black community. He would literally stab you in the front.
But I'm not. I'm watching this a little bit because it reaffirms my priors, but especially knowing Crockett, we are about to see so much fucking race baiting from CIA-backed black people. This is the K-Hive guy who hates Bernie. I mean, again, they're paid to be like this, right? It's not good. He hasn't done anything. I mean, so far you have the Colin Allred business. You had Jasmine Crockett has said that a super PAC ad attacking her darkened her skin, which it didn't, and saying that was racist, calling Tallarico racist for not denouncing it. And now immediately with like this shit, that like this is the main angle they're going to employ in attacking him.
The back and the fucking side while holding the knife. While you're bleeding out and pretend like he didn't fucking stab you, he promised that he would not try to divide the party and attack Jasmine Crockett.
There's been a lot of discourse around her electability, and some would say that is code for they don't think a black woman can win statewide.
Why is she so obsessed with playing the race card? Because id poll liberalism was invented by the deep state to distract you from economic progressivism. Remember the first, this really came to head with Hillary Clinton in the Democratic primary in 2016, invoking id poll as a way of distracting people from Bernie's progressivism. You know, it's very, very consistent. And the Democrats still are the main ones to invoke this. You know, what if we had trans black drone pilots and so on, you know?
Should she win this primary against you, do you think she can win a statewide race?
Absolutely. You know, Congresswoman Crockett is my friend. Yeah. I have deep love and respect for her.
He's so nice.
He has a...
Oh my God, so fucking annoying.
A fucking super PAC called Lone Star Rising that solely only gives money to him and spent about $1 million worth of ads. And they're running negative Jasmine Crockett attack ads, saying that if she wins, then we fucking lose.
What? Okay.
What the fuck does that mean?
If she wins, it is a gift to Republicans. We lose. Lone Star Rising PAC is responsible for the contents of this ad.
This motherfucker been gaslighting the whole motherfucking time, using his campaign to issue out fake and misinformation that Jasmine Crockett is the one that's going to be putting out negative ads against him when she ain't even released shit. It was fucking Talica. The entire fucking...
Is this guy paid by Chorus? I'm just wondering. Jesus Christ. Pin tweet, dancing with Kamala Harris. Which Jesse Jackson remembrance post does he retweet? The one from Kamala Harris with 13,000 likes. Entirely posting about Jasmine Crockett and Tallarico. Hassan, I don't give a fuck what black people care about. Based, red-pilled. Wait, that's actually the only thing this person tweets about. Holy shit. Literally a Fed paid off. Yeah. You know, it's not as much of an issue these days, but back when I first started streaming, there still was a very strong woke one id poll streak in the online left. And I mean left, not just liberal, where people actually would hold water for positions like, well, they're black, so hear them out. Like obvious paid influencers would say the stupidest fucking shit. But if they were a woman or black or whatever, then it was like, well, hold on, you know, don't speak over. And I think for the most part, people have kind of wisened up to this a little bit because I did not see anywhere near as much of it in 2024 as I used to. I think that people are a lot more cynical about that kind of thing, though. I mean, obviously, there are still some people who do this, you know. We might see like the death rattle of that election strategy here with Tallarico and Crockett.
Fucking time. You Agatha all the motherfucking long. You're fake. You're phony. You're a liar. And you can lie at the drop of a hat. You're worse than J.D. Vance. Because how the
might be overplaying it a little bit here, though.
Fuck, you gonna issue the statement saying Texas Democrats should not spend precious time or money attacking one another. However, you got this super PAC with all this motherfucking money coming from billionaires, coming from all these goddamn mega donors, but yet they're spending that money on ads attacking Jasmine Crockett for you. Well, how do you know they're only giving money to James? Because the fucking treasurer said it. And then you got all these fucking weirdos.
He's screaming, man. Holy shit. Do you think this guy knows how PACs work?
And then you got all these fucking weirdos that's for Tallarico out here harassing black women who live in fucking Texas who support Jasmine Crockett. Oh, bitch, but it gets worse. Now they're so bold that they're actually attacking our legends like Roland fucking Martin. And when we call out the hypocrisy, the racism, the anti-blackness, they chop it up.
I'm sorry. I genuinely cannot tell you how happy I am that we have now advanced politically to a point where I don't need to engage with these arguments and we can all just laugh at them, because I swear to God, back in 2019, there would be people in chat being like, well, I don't know, like, are these people being racist against Jasmine Crockett? And then we would have to like actually engage or something, you know? Oh, his cortisol is through the roof. Absolutely. His cortisol is in the damn clouds. As a black leftist, these black DNC puppets piss me off almost as much as black Republicans. Honestly, it's giving a... Wait, I can't say it. Fuck! I watch too many... I follow too many edgy black people on Twitter. I can't say it. Oh, I'm beaming the thought directly into your head. It's like these black people are being paid to act like caricatures and humiliate themselves to their own detriment. It's like they're receiving money to put on a pantomime, like a performance to an audience mostly of white people. I'm trying to think. Oh, I'm beaming thoughts directly into your head. Oh, you're thinking. Whoa! You can't say it. You can't say it. Well, we'll just assume if you said it, you're black.
Up to identity politics. Now let me go ahead and turn the camera to my motherfucking people real quick, because I know them coon ass Tallarico tap dance.
Okay, come on. This is minstrelry, okay? Holy shit, dude. Are you fucking kidding me? Oh my God, the projection. Jesus Christ.
Tallarico tap dancing hoes gonna be in my comment section in a minute. If you think voting for this microaggressive lying ass white man who's literally gaslighting you, making us believe that we're...
Yeah, I think he's too light-skinned to say that, I think. I'm the arbiter. I get to decide. Sorry, I don't want to be the subject of a fucking, what's his name? God, my memory.
We're fucking crazy, and that we're just chopping shit up to identity politics. If you
FD
think-
Signifier video, thank you for knowing enough about me and what I was thinking to know what I meant to say.
That for one motherfucking minute, if you give him a seat at the motherfucking table, he's going to advocate for you. Motherfucker, he ain't going to hand you a motherfucking crumb. And when your ass is asked out and wondering why the fuck you've been left out, because you are so fucking scared and feckless to where you won't even believe in yourself or your own fucking people, because you believe that white people are your fucking savior. You still on the fucking plantation. And it's so...
Well, it actually is like Candace Owens shit. That's crazy.
Oh, fucking...
He's so mad. Now they are, but for years I was like, guys, these people are unironically like race war, black grievance culture types that do what they do to distract white people from voting for policies in favor of black people. You know, like they had people out there acting like this for Hillary Rodham Clinton, as though she wasn't like a hyper, like she's like a waspy, wealthy socialite from day one who will only continue to advance the policies that worsen racial income inequality, you know? Jesus Christ.
Like it or not, black people care about the border. Man, shut the fuck up. Black people...
Holy shit. This YouTube short has so few likes and dislikes, it's not even showing up. I don't even know. And he pulled the... He retweeted... I'm sorry. It's
care about the border. I don't give a fuck what black people care about. The Democratic Party literally is going to fucking lose, even if they don't lose, move the country to a significantly more right-wing position. Oh, black people care about this. Black people care about that. Like, shut the fuck up. That's not how politics works. I hate that. I hate this, like, shield. Okay? I hate this fucking idiotic shield. Okay? Oh, well, Hassan, how dare you? Like it or not, black people care about this issue. It's like, it's such a fucking stupid stance. Okay? It's such
a... Wait, there's not... Wait, this video doesn't include a debunk? You're just posting him being right? That's crazy. To every black leftist defending Hassan Piker, defend this. Defend this. Feel like they'd have a pretty easy time. The argument's like, we should be racist because black people say so.
For years, Jasmine Crockett was everything that the far left claimed that they wanted in a leader. A brilliant civil rights attorney, a fierce advocate of voting rights, a woman who stood in committee hearings and dismantled Republican talking points with surgical precision. When she called out Trump and the Republican Party, aggressive far leftists erupted in applause. When she became a national voice of the Democratic Party representing the...
Dude, fucking slow down. Holy shit. Like, you're hoping you talk so fast nobody stops to think about any of the shit you're saying.
Future of a multiracial democracy fighting for the working class, she was hailed as our democratic superstar. That was when she was convenient. That was when she was their megaphone, their frontline soldier, not when she became their candidate. Representative Jasmine Crockett announced she was running for United States Senate. Praise from the far left is oddly not there. Instead, they gave their support to her opponent, James Tellerico, a 2-year middle school teacher, youth pastor, and state representative. A man whose legislative accomplishments, while respectable, pale in comparison to Crockett's record as a practicing civil rights attorney, elected official in both the Texas House and the United States House of Representatives.
Holy, just call me racist. Put the calling me racist in the bag.
And national party leader who served as co-chair
national party leader
for the Harris-Walls campaign. America's far left is backing this man who has centered his campaign on opposing billionaire influence, blasting wealthy donors, and proposing a $10,000 contribution cap. But he still accepted a $59,000 check. One from Republican mega donor Marion Adelson.
Based.
Yes, the same Adelson who poured $100 million into pro-Trump efforts in 2020. Black women are celebrated as symbols, but not trusted as leaders. They can be the voice of your movement, the face of your resistance, the warrior in your viral videos, holding the goddamn...
The thing I always notice from this, like, particular brand of, like, DNC shill, especially I've noticed it more with, like, the black creators. I don't know why. It might just be I haven't seen enough white creators who do this. But, like, the production quality is always weirdly high for the amount of money they should be making. This video has 663 likes. You know, like, where are you getting the investment for this? Genuinely, like, it's not, I think it's not chorus money. It's like more than chorus money or something, you know, like
the voice.
It takes a lot of money to put together like chill bullshit like this, right? Like, where are you sending all of this to, like, an editing house? This guy's chorus. Wait, is this guy actually chorus? Oh my fucking God. Okay. Well. What is Chorus? Don't worry about it, kitten. Founding member of Chorus. With, funnily enough, apparently no independent popularity. Maybe more on Insta. I don't know. Zachary Kirk Instagram. Oh my fucking God. He got replied to by Jasmine Crockett. I'm sorry. That's crazy. You know, I've made a lot of videos that have gotten a lot more reach than this one, endorsing or supporting candidates, and I have never had one of those candidates drop in and be like, that's on fleek, period, or whatever. Jesus Christ. Aren't candidates not supposed to interact with PAC operatives? I don't think he's a PAC. Chorus isn't a PAC. It's a training program for libshits. Also, Chorus affiliates are backing both candidates. It's really funny.